You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
Living a perfect life is not something we will ever experience, at least not in this world. There will be good times, but a perfect life? Impossible. So, why do so many of us strive or at least wish for perfection, for the perfect marriage, family, career, and even for the perfect picture to post on social media? Maybe it's because in the beginning, the world was a perfect place. There was no fear, no pain, and no death. We were created to live in perfection, and we can never be fully satisfied in an imperfect world. So the question is, what happened? Where did perfection go? You see, in the beginning, when God created the world, it was a perfect place, so there was no need for laws. But there was one rule. You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die. God did not want to hide anything from us, so he let us know that evil existed, but that it was something we would never want to discover. But in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, we discovered that the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat from the tree in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that's in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. You see, on the day that Adam and Eve broke the one and only rule, imperfection came flooding into the world and has spread and infected every single human ever since. And there's nothing we can ever do about this. As long as we live in this world, we will never be able to live a perfect life. Even when you think your life is perfect, just look around you because everything around you is imperfect. That's why perfection should not be our goal. Salvation should be our goal. And salvation is not found in something, but rather in someone. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 10 to 12, it says, "Then know this, you and all people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved."